Hey, Roach, every Friday, yes, what do we like to do?
We like to do our Friday forecast with the Easy Beats.
All right, it's pretty simple. We stole it from AFL 360. I'm sure they stole it from someone else. We do our sure thing, our most at stake, and our doomsday scenario for the weekend. Reach, I put a lot of prep into mine, as I always do, but we'll start with you.
So when this was billed as Mission Impossible Round.
Sure thing.
Yes.
Yep.
Mission Impossible Round. There it is. So it would be too hard to tip a winner game by game. The one that I was most confident as the sure game of the eight was GWS against Carlton.
Really?
Absolutely.
Without Sam
Carlton's
Taylor.
Carlton's taken some big hits itself. Come on.
All right, they need to get aggressive. Fair dinkum. It's a friendly show and an argument for years. Well, that's not quite true. I'm just having a look.
Every game, as you pointed out, was going to be difficult to be confident of picking the winner. But if I had to go, which one of them are you most confident? I was most confident with GWS.
Yeah, so Canelio is out. I alluded to that earlier.
But we're talking about fine margins here. No, we're just talking about when it's Mission Impossible round. Was there one you would be comfortable tipping?
Well, I've taken a little soft out here. My sure thing is that there's no sure things this weekend because it's Mission Impossible. All righty, most at stake, Roach.
Toss of the coin here because it is that sort of round. I wasn't sure, is it Adelaide tonight? Because at home, after that win against Carlton, you do have to back it up. Or is it if Geelong wins... Is there enough barley in Australia to pay off your debts with beer? I wasn't sure which was more at stake here.
It's two cartons, Roach. gamble responsibly. I just think this is a no-brainer, and I had a look at all the games, and they're all relevant, we know that, but I genuinely, not just being parochial here, most at stake is Adelaide, like you mentioned. Without a doubt, you go through every other game, this is the one. You can't be 1-5 and you can't be losing at home and you can't be losing to a side that you need to beat because they're also aspiring for a top eight position.
Exactly.
So I think 100% it is the Crows. Doomsday scenario?
Doomsday is Hawthorn. If they are the team without a win at the end of this round, considering it's also Sam Mitchell, Alistair Clarkson, all that sort of stuff, and after what they dished up last week, it is doomsday, particularly – it's a big weekend for them, isn't it? They got Hall of Fame this weekend? Is that why John's
– No, they had it during the week.
Oh, well, then if you don't follow up, that would be doomsday.
Yeah.
That would be shocking, the Hawks.
I tipped the Roos, but I sort of – if I was allowed to change, I may go to Hawthorn, but I'll stick fat with the Roos.
That is doomsday then.
Yeah, my doomsday scenario is the Crows getting pumped. But what Essendon do we see? We called the game Essendon and Port. Port made them look like a – bottom side, and then the way they dispatched Western Bulldogs. But, yeah, if Crows get pumped tonight, she's all over Red Rover.